आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू डिस्ट्रीब्यूट अबाउट 51,000 अपॉइंटमेंट लेटर्स टू न्यूली इंडक्टेड रिक्रूट्स एज पार्ट ऑफ रोजगार मेला। प्राइम मिनिस्टर टू एम्बार्क ऑन टू डे विजिट टू गुजरात टुडे। Government extends time period for stock limits of tur and urad by 2 months to prevent hoarding. BJP releases list of 39 candidates for assembly polls in Madhya Pradesh. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres discuss situation in Afghanistan, Myanmar and other global challenges. And in Asian Games, India to face Pakistan in men's volleyball today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute about 51,000 appointment letters to newly inducted recruits today through video conferencing. He will also address the appointees on the occasion. The Rozgar Mela will be held at 46 locations across the country. The new recruits selected from across the country will be joining the government in various ministries and departments, including the Department of Posts, Atomic Energy, Revenue, Higher Education and Ministry of Defence, among others. The Rozgar Mela is a step towards fulfillment of the commitment of the Prime Minister to accord the highest priority to employment generation. The Mela is expected to act as a catalyst in further employment generation and provide meaningful opportunities to the youth for their empowerment and participation in national development. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the G20 University Connect Finale program at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The program will be attended by about 3,000 students, faculty members and vice chancellors of participating universities. Students from across the country will also be joining the event live. The G20 Jan Bhagidari movement saw record participation of more than 5 crore youth from different schools, higher education institutions and skill development institutes from across the country. The G20 University Connect initiative was undertaken with the aim of building an understanding of India's G20 presidency among India's youth and enhancing their participation in the different G20 events. The program engaged over 1 lakh students from universities across India. It was initially planned for 75 universities, but eventually expanded its reach to 101 universities across India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a 2-day visit to Gujarat from today. He will address a public meeting organized by state BJP in Ahmedabad this evening to commend the union government on passing the historic Women's Reservation Bill. A large number of leaders of BJP Women's Cell from across all sectors will participate in the event. Our Ahmedabad correspondent reports, during his visit, the Prime Minister will also attend the program marking the celebration of 20 years of the Vibrant Gujarat Global Summit at Science City tomorrow.
Vibrant Gujarat Global Summit is completing the journey of 2 decades on coming 28th of this month. To commemorate this glorious 20 years of the summit, a special program has been organized at Science City in Ahmedabad in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow. The event will be attended by industry associations, prominent personalities from the sectors of trade and commerce, young entrepreneurs and students. Later in the day, at Budeli in Chota Udaipur, Prime Minister will dedicate to the nation and lay the foundation stone of projects worth more than 5,200 crore, which include infrastructure projects worth over 4,500 crore under the program Mission School of Excellence. Aparna Khun, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
Union Home Minister and Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah will preside over the 31st meeting of the Northern Zonal Council in Amritsar today. Northern Zonal Council comprises the states of Punjab, Haryana, Rajasthan, Himachal Pradesh and the Union Territories of Delhi, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh and Chandigarh. The meeting will be attended by the chief ministers of the member states along with 2 senior ministers from each state and the lieutenant governors and administrators of the Union Territories. We have more from our correspondent.
This Northern Zonal Council will discuss a wide range of issues in this meeting. These issues include Bhakhra Bias Management Board, affiliation to Punjab University, road construction work under Pradhan Mantri Grameen Sadak Yojana, PMGSY, canal projects and water sharing, issues related to reorganization of states, development of infrastructure, land acquisition, environmental and forest related clearance, regional connectivity, Udaan scheme, and other issues of common interest at the regional level. Tight security arrangements have been made in Amritsar in wake of this high level meeting, and police officials from neighboring districts have been deployed. Shishu Sharma Shantal, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
The Union Ministry of Housing and Urban Affairs is organizing a two-day India Smart Cities Conclave 2023 in Indore, Madhya Pradesh from today. President Draupadi Murmu will be felicitating the winners of the fourth edition of the Indian Smart Cities Award Contest ISAC 2022 tomorrow. The conclave will witness participation of all 100 smart cities that are leading a paradigm shift in the practice of city development by being at the forefront of urban innovation. The event will provide a platform for the cities to showcase their exemplary work done under the mission to help crystallize the roadmap for the future of urban transformation in the country. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. The government has extended the time period for existing stock limits under the Essential Commodities Act 1955 in respect of Tur and Urad from the 30th of October to the 31st of December. The centre has also revised the stockholding limits for certain stockholding entities. The revision in stock limits and extension of the time period is aimed at preventing hoarding. The move will also enable continuous release of Tur and Urad in sufficient quantities to the market and make them available at affordable prices for consumers. According to a notification, the limit for stock with wholesalers and also big chain retailers at the depot has been reduced from 200 metric tons to 50 metric tons. The limit for Miller has been reduced from the last 3 months production or 25% of annual capacity, whichever is higher, to the last month's production or 10% of annual capacity, whichever is higher. As per the latest order, the importers are not to hold imported stock beyond 30 days from the date of customs clearance. The Home Ministry has modified rules pertaining to filling of annual returns by non-governmental organizations, NGOs, registered under the Foreign Contribution Regulation Act, FCRA. The Ministry has asked them to provide details of movable and immovable assets created by them using foreign funds every year. The Ministry in a Gazette notification said, in exercise of the powers conferred by Section 48 of the Foreign Contribution Regulation Act 2010, the central government makes the rules further to amend the Foreign Contribution Regulation Rules 2011. The Home Ministry also decided to extend the validity of FCRA license of those entities whose licenses were expiring on the 30th of this month and renewal was pending till 31st of March next year. The Department of Drinking Water and Sanitation has introduced a unified registration portal for Gobardhan to streamline the registration of compressed biogas and biogas plants nationwide. The portal is gobardhan.co.in. Over 1,163 biogas plants and 426 compressed biogas plants have successfully registered on the portal to date. These registered plants are eligible for assistance under the Market Development Assistance Scheme of the Department of Fertilizers under the Ministry of Chemicals and Fertilizers. According to the guidelines, market development assistance of 1,500 rupees per metric ton will be granted for the sale of fermented organic manure or liquid fermented organic manure or phosphate-rich organic manure produced at biogas and compressed biogas plants under the Gobardhan initiative. The Gobardhan initiative will get a boost as these new guidelines will turbocharge the uptake of organic fertilizer produced from the plants. BJP has released another list of 39 candidates for upcoming assembly polls in Madhya Pradesh. Union Minister Narendra Singh Tomar will contest from Dimani seat. Union Minister Phaggan Singh Kulaste will fight from Nivas, Another Union Minister, Prahlad Singh Patel, will contest from Narsingpur. Lok Sabha MP Ganesh Singh will be the candidate for Satna Assembly. Another Lok Sabha MP, Riti Pathak, will fight from Sidhi Assembly constituency. Senior party leader Kailash Vijayvargiya will contest from Indore 1 seat. Last month, the party had released the first list of 39 candidates for the polls. In Tamil Nadu, AIADMK has announced a formal split from the NDA alliance. A decision to this effect was taken unanimously at the party's district-level secretaries' meeting held in Chennai last evening. The meeting was convened by former Chief Minister and General Secretary of the party, E. Palaniswamy. According to the resolution, the AIADMK stated that it is walking out of the BJP alliance in the state as well as from the National Democratic Alliance after the state BJP top brass had been constantly citing bitter comments belittling the former stalwarts of the AIADMK. The resolution also said that the decision was taken after there was displeasure among party cadres because of the mistreatment given by the BJP. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres discussed India's G20 presidency as well as the situation in Afghanistan, Myanmar and other global challenges during their meeting in New York. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said they discussed how India's G20 presidency has contributed to strengthening UN's sustainable development agenda. He appreciated the Secretary-General's strong commitment to reforming international financial institutions. A readout issued by the UN spokesperson's office of the UN Secretary-General's meeting with Dr. Jaishankar said, Mr. Guterres expressed appreciation for India's cooperation with the UN and its leadership of the G20. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar also met President of the United Nations General Assembly, Dennis Francis, at the UN headquarters. Dr. Jaishankar welcomed the appreciation of the UNGA President on the outcomes of India's G20 presidency. He expressed confidence that it will contribute to the UN General Assembly's discourse and deliberations. They also agreed on the importance of reforming multilateralism and giving the Global South its due on crucial issues of our times. In Asian Games 2023 at Hangzhou, China, India trounced Singapore 16-1 in men's hockey group match today. India also will face Pakistan in men's volleyball, while Bhavani Devi will start a campaign in fencing today. The country will be looking to continue their impressive run in Asian Games 2023 after winning 2 gold medals on Monday. Roshi Bina Devi has also guaranteed India at least a bronze in Wushu. India stands at 5th position with a total of 11 medals, including 2 gold medals won yesterday at men's 10-meter air rifle event. And now for today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Sunil. First C-295 transport aircraft capable of taking off and landing from unprepared landing grounds, formally inducted into IAF, reports the Statesman. 2611 supplementary charge sheet filed against Pakistani origin Canadian businessman Tahawur Rana, who was in a Mumbai hotel days before the terror attack, writes the Indian Express. Centre considers law against spam through new legislation, reports Hindustan Times, which is likely to create a strong disincentive for Indian companies to send spam. The Supreme Court has ordered issuance of Aadhaar number to those who lost it during the ongoing strife in Manipur, emphasizing the need for prior necessary verification, writes the Tribune. Monsoon starts retreating week behind the normal withdrawal date, with rain deficit falling to 5%, reports the Times of India. And finally, displaying a photograph of beaming Indian players, the Pioneer headline reads, Gold Rush for India at Asian Games. Team India hoists the Tiranga in China. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Renu. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to distribute about 51,000 appointment letters to newly inducted recruits as part of Rozgar Mela. Prime Minister to embark on 2-day visit to Gujarat today. Government extends time period for stock limits of Tur and Urad by 2 months to prevent hoarding. BJP releases list of 39 candidates for assembly polls in Madhya Pradesh. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres discuss situation in Afghanistan, Myanmar and other global challenges. And in Asian Games, India facing Pakistan in men's volleyball. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.